This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I want to speak about the Hajr al-Aswad. Now, the Hajr al-Aswad is known as the Black Stone. Although we say stone, it's actually small pieces of one stone. When it descended from Jannah, it was in one piece. And now, with the passage of time over the centuries, it's in eight small pieces. There's a story behind that, which you will get to inshallah in a few moments. But let's start off with its location. The Hajr al-Aswad is located on the eastern corner of the Kaaba, approximately 1.1 meters above the ground. And we know that the Hajr al-Aswad comes from Jannah. And in the initial stages, it was pure and whiter than milk. And because of the sins of mankind, it has become black. Ibn Zuhayra rahimahullah ta'ala says that if this is the effect of sins on a stone, imagine the effects of sin on the heart of men. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, one should try to abstain from sins wherever he is, whether he is at the Holy Lands or any other part of the world. Because the sins of a man has an impact on his heart. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is also recorded in Bukhari, that when a person commits a sin, then a black spot appears. If he makes tawbah, then that black spot is removed. However, if he continues to sin, then his heart is overpowered by darkness. So we know that the Hajr al-Aswad was pure and white, whiter than milk, and because of sins, it has become black. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was building the Kaaba, the Hajr al-Aswad was hidden in a mountain nearby known as Abi Qubais. Jabal Abi Qubais, the mountain of Abu Qubais. Now, in this mountain, the Hajr al-Aswad was housed. And when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was building the Kaaba, at the time of placing the stone, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down, withdrew the black stone and presented it to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, how did it end up in pieces? Well, there's a story behind that. In 64 AH, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu took shelter in the Haram. And him, along with his men, had erected many tents around the Kaaba. At that time, one of the tent caught fire. Now, the reason why he took shelter in the Kaaba or around the Kaaba is because whoever takes protection or shelter here will be granted safety and assurance. Therefore, nobody can harm him or attack him. To the extent if you know that somebody took your father's life, if you have to see him by the Kaaba, you cannot harm him because of the sanctity around this place. So Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhum and his men erected many tents around the Kaaba. And at that time, one of the tents caught fire and the Kaaba was damaged. As a result, the Hajr al-Aswad also split or shattered into three pieces. Then, in the year 317 AH, in the 3rd century after Hijrah, another incident took place where the Qarramita laid siege of the Kaaba and they uprooted the Hajr al-Aswad. And you won't believe, for 21 years the Hajr al-Aswad was missing. People made tawaf around the Kaaba without the Hajr al-Aswad. They made istilam, but without the black stone there. And it's also amazing how the Hajr al-Aswad was then returned to the Kaaba. They came to the ulama and they said, how do we distinguish the black stone from the other stones, because it's mixed with the other stones and it is found at the moment in Bahrain? So the ulama said that you should throw all the stones in the fire, all the valuable stones, and you will see that the black stone will be untouched, it will be unaffected because of its quality, that it is from Jannah. So when they did that, they found that the Hajr al-Aswad and the broken pieces were left untouched. They took those pieces and once again they returned it back to the Holy Kaaba and in its place, mashallah. We know that the Hajr al-Aswad is a very blessed stone also, in the sense that when a person kisses the black stone, Allah forgives his sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes his slate clean. We also know that the Hajar al-Aswad will be lifted before the hour of Qiyamah, because whatever is from Jannah will be returned back to Jannah. That is the principle applied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Hajar al-Aswad prior to Qiyamah will be lifted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to kiss the black stone, and also give us the tawfiq to visit the Holy Kaaba again and again. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen.